Elizabeth Conlin is glad she started seeing a therapist before the coronavirus pandemic reached North Texas. This past fall, she began a type of treatment called EMDR. It stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. In-office EMDR therapy sessions have helped Conlin address traumatic memories. But now she switched to weekly telehealth visits, focusing on talk therapy. Her therapist has offered to try EMDR remotely.
But I feel like I wouldn't necessarily get the full benefit out of it. So I feel really grateful that we had accomplished all these major kind of breakthroughs before this all happened. And just the fact that I can talk to her during this.
According to a recent national poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation, 45% of adults say the pandemic is negatively affecting their mental health. For some, virtual therapy has been a lifeline, but the transition isn't always seamless. It can be harder to accommodate specialized treatment. Patients like Conlin also miss the comfort and privacy of a therapist's office. She's currently living with friends while remodeling her home.
I will end up putting a sound machine in their kitchen and then going into the sunroom so that I can be alone and I know I have privacy and no one can hear me.
Just a few weeks before COVID-19 began spreading in Texas, Dallas resident Kinsey Winchie started therapy for the first time. Winchie was able to lay some groundwork during that first month of therapy, talking through her goals, conflicts, and key people in her life. She feels for new patients trying to navigate mental health treatment today.
It almost seems more daunting to try to find therapy now, in the middle of shelter in place and quarantine.
Even though Texas is reopening, Winchie is sticking with virtual sessions for now. She says building a relationship in person first has made video sessions less awkward, and she likes that her therapist can still pick up on nonverbal cues. But what about people who didn't start therapy before the pandemic and want to now? For those with coverage, health insurance companies can point to providers in-network. Online directories can also help patients filter therapists by background and specialty. And there are a growing number of virtual therapy companies built for remote visits. Experts say it can take a few sessions to know if a therapist is a good fit.
The first session is kind of like a weird, awkward first date.
Katie Morton is a therapist based in Santa Monica, California. She's gained a following of more than 900,000 on her YouTube channel, where she answers questions like what to talk about during therapy and what happens during that first appointment.
So for those of you out there who I have probably commented and said, you know, my best advice is for you to reach out to a therapist in your area, and you think, I can't. I'm so scared. I don't know what they're like. What is it going to be like? And there are all these questions, which makes sense. It's very scary.
It's not always as easy as just finding a therapist and scheduling an appointment. There are practical barriers. The nonprofit Mental Health America ranks Texas last in the nation when it comes to access to care. And with more Texans losing jobs during the pandemic, the number of uninsured people could skyrocket. For those unsure if they can afford therapy, Morton recommends calling offices directly and talking through payment options.
Before you step in that office or open that Zoom call, you should always ask what the cost of the session is going to be and if they work on a sliding scale or if they take insurance.
A sliding scale means the cost of treatment is flexible depending on a patient's financial situation. While therapy can be a transformative tool, Morton wants new patients to know it's not a quick fix.
I'm sure any therapist or mental health professional out there will be nodding their head as I say, I will know things about patients like, oh, this is because their mom did this to them at this time, and that's where this is coming from. They just haven't realized it yet. And I try to thoughtfully and carefully guide my patients to that understanding. But again, they have to find it and realize it themselves.
There will be aha moments, she says, but patients drive the process. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.